Trade unions representing health service workers are protesting today in their lunch break at Cork University Hospital and HSE headquarters, Dr. Stephen's Hospital in Dublin. They say they're unhappy with staffing even after a recruitment embargo was lifted earlier this year. Yesterday they told the Oireachtas Health Committee that 120 cancer patients a day are not getting the treatment they need because a shortage of workers means that four cancer treatment machines aren't being used. Philney Hay is with us. She's General Secretary with the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation. Philney Hay, good morning. And I know you gave evidence to that committee yesterday. Can you tell us why these protests now?
Well, I think good morning, firstly, Gavin. The moratorium is not lifted. We now have ceilings and caps on recruitment, which are very restrictive, which do not take into account the number of nurses, for example, and midwives you need to ensure you have patient safety. So the process of recruitment has become increasingly more difficult. Directors of nursing have been stripped of their authority to recruit where they see gaps and where they see need. And there is a fairly focus now on the finances as opposed to patient safety. And that is what healthcare workers who work in the system are objecting to.
For the positions that you have that you can recruit for, are they being filled?
They are. We have people on panels, for example, that are not being hired. We have, thankfully, we still have more people applying for nursing in Ireland than places available. We need to increase those places. We have constantly raised the issue of the annual planning versus the multi-annual planning. You need to plan well in advance to staff a health service where you have an aging population, where you have a growing population, and where your need has been defined by many experts as increasing. And putting in caps and moratoriums periodically because you're over budget just tells the story that there is nobody actually looking at the longer term view for the health service.
But just to be clear, has that moratorium not been lifted? Not lifted in July of this year?
No, it isn't. In fact, what happened in July of this year was the HSE decided that all posts that were not physically filled in December 2023 were gone. So it's actually worse. We now have a situation where, by our figures, there were just over 2,000 vacancies in the nursing and midwifery professions. And the system has now been told that they can't fill those because they don't exist. Just because in July, by the stroke of a pen, it was decided that they were gone. They are necessary. They are required. And patients who attend our hospitals, I was at a meeting last night, a community meeting where people said, it is just incredible. When they go and attend the public health service, they can see the shortage. It's visible. But obviously, the HSE are now saying that the finances are overstretched. Therefore, we are not going to provide sufficient staff to provide safe care. Everybody who works in the system, and the reason they're protesting today and will continue those protests next week, is because they want to work in a safe system.
In response, the Public Expenditure Minister, Pascal Donoghue, when he was asked about nursing levels on RT Radio 1 yesterday, said that since 2020, the number of people working as nurses in the health service has grown by 9,400 to 47,500. And he says that keeping and finding more nurses is being done by more pay under the public service agreement and creating a better work environment by investing in hospitals and primary care centres.
And again, we've contested those figures. We have referred the matter to the Workplace Relations Commission. We had one conciliation conference very early this year prior to the pay and number strategy coming out. The Conciliation Service have offered four, if not five, dates to the HSE, and they haven't been available to re-engage. Those figures are disputed. We know that right now we're so heavily dependent on agency, which is really expensive, costing the health service more than it should. We know that there are vacancies of over 2,000 whole-time equivalent posts in nursing and midwifery. A midwife yesterday advised us that they're providing a service that would be staffed for 5,000 births, but actually they had 8,000 births. That's not safe. And it continues. HICWA itself, in all of its reports, are citing staffing. What we want is we want legislation to ensure that when we make agreements about safe staffing and they are measured on patient safety, that they're implemented, that they're not subject to annual cuts and delays in recruitment, which are purposefully introduced. That is causing the service to be unsafe.
Finlay Hay, General Secretary with the INMO, thank you for speaking with us this morning. 26 minutes past 7.